Caroline Sloan, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe.
It's Wednesday, the 18th of December last, exactly a week before Christmas. It's just after 6 o'clock in the main street of the country, O'Connell Street, and a catastrophe happened, you and your family. What happened, Emma Caroline?
Joe, we went into Chinese buffet for a meal, for a pre-Christmas meal. And Emma ate satay sauce, and after a couple of minutes, Emma said our lips were starting to tingle. So we left, we paid the bill, and we left. And by the time we got around the corner, she was gasping for breath. And we went into a nearby chemist and asked for a pen for her, and we were refused.
And you...
By the time we crossed from the lights, from Abbey Street, over to Clark's shoe shop, she was dead on the ground.
And did you know what was happening, Caroline?
Yeah, we knew she had the allergy, Joe, but we didn't know how severe it was. You know, we just didn't know.
And had she had any anaphylactic shocks before?
She had two allergic reactions before. One when she was about 7 or 8, and one when she was about 11. And it was only mild, it was only her lips swelled. And we brought her up to our ladies, and they gave her the injection, and she was grand.
And did you have an EpiPen?
We did over the years. We had a couple of pens, and they were always kept in the press. We didn't have one on that night, no.
And at home, would you have been very conscious of Emma being prone to these allergies?
Emma was always very conscious myself of what she ate. But we never knew the severity of our condition.
And between the time that you ate the satay sauce, which is peanuts, but by the time that Emma ate the sauce and you got around to O'Connor Street, as you said, how long did that take, Caroline? How long was the...
Well, from the time she ate the sauce, Joe, to the time she died, it took 15 minutes.
My God.
20 minutes, sorry, 20. We left the restaurant... And we were in the chemist at 10 to 7. And by the time the fire brigade got to her at 5 past 7, she was dead.
So you knew that something was happening. You knew she was having an allergic reaction.
Yeah, okay. We knew.
And did you know you needed an EpiPen?
Oh, I did. Okay. I did. I tell you, Joe, it was just any other time, it would just be our lips would swell, you know, and... But this was more severe. We knew, you know, we just knew that this was different. And that's why we went in looking for the pen. Had she got the pen, it would have reversed the effect straight away. And she'd be here with us today.
And the problem, and obviously you headed for the pharmacy, but when you ran into the pharmacy, were you in a panic?
Oh, I was. Yeah. I was, Joe. I was. I've seen it back on CCTV and my hands and all are gone. You can see it. You know, you can see the panic in me. I didn't even know I was panicking as much as I was till I seen it back on the CCTV.
And had you ever been in that pharmacy before, Caroline?
No.
Okay.
No, never.
So you're in a panic. The chemist says he's not free. They're on prescription, aren't they, EpiPens?
Yeah.
It's 10 to 7. So what happens? You ran back out of the chemist then, did you?
So we left the chemist and I ran in to get the car. The car was parked in Arnott. And we crossed over and she was waiting for me at the lights. She couldn't breathe. So when I went in to get the car, Susan, my sister was with us. She rang an ambulance. And I had to come back down out of the car park. Susan rang me to say she was after collapsing. And the last words she said to Susan, well, I'm not going to make it. She knew, God love her, she was dying.
And when Dublin Fire Brigade arrived, did they carry EpiPens?
They did. They done everything, Joe, I have to say, between them and Temple Street. I know she died, but I'd be forever grateful. They were nearly an hour. They tried to get her back. They walked on her and they didn't give up till the very, very end. But I'm a mother, Joe, and I know she was gone before the fire brigade even got to her.
And did they continue trying to work on Emma on where she was on
did.
The street?
They did. Yeah. They did. They were great.
Now, you've launched a campaign, Caroline, which, given that there's been a great campaign with a lot of success to have defibrillators around the country.
Yeah.
The EpiPen.
And 10 years ago, Joe, no one knew how to use them. You know, people are saying to me, well, who'd use these pens? Nobody knew how to use a defibrillator 10 years ago. And every second person knows how to use one now.
And the pens are very straightforward, aren't they? They're a simple injection.
It's an injection.
Yeah. So what's your plea, Caroline?
Well, our plea, though, is for these pens to be made available in all schools, creches, restaurants, everywhere there's children and everywhere there's food. I mean, it's not only children, it's adults as well, you know. And the thing with these allergies is, Joe, sometimes you don't even know you have it. You know, some people don't even know they have allergies and they could get a sting of a bee, they could eat enough, they could eat something else and it could just come on them. So we're looking for these pens to be made available and we're also looking for bracelets, some form of identification for people that have these allergies, that they can go into a chemist and show these bracelets or an ID card or some kind of ID that they'll be given the pen if they need it.
That's a very good point.
Because these allergies are on the increase. More and more people have them. More and more children and teenagers are more susceptible for some reason. I don't know why. But from the research that I've done on it hits teenagers more severely.
Yeah. And how was Emma's general health, Caroline?
Emma had asthma, Joe, all her life from the day she was born and she had eczema. And I know some people would say, why was she not carrying the pen? Because that's the first question I'd ask if I read the story in the paper. But we never knew that Emma's condition. Emma carried an inhaler everywhere with her.
Okay.
And if Emma went to school without the inhaler, she'd ring me and I'd have to go down to the school. She always carried it because we knew she had the asthma. So if we had known that she so needed this pen, of course we would have carried it. Like, that's only obvious.
And had you been in that Chinese restaurant before?
Many times.
Because most Chinese meals have some peanut or pans where peanut or satay has been, so...
I'm not blaming the restaurants in any way, shape or form. And she would go for the chicken balls, the chips, the rice.
Yeah,
I mean, she wouldn't eat curry, you know, she was a kid.
It's a buffet.
She'd go for the chicken balls, the chips, the rice.
Because it's a buffet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's help yourself.
And on Caroline, when did you realise that you had lost Emma? Was it actually on the street itself?
Yeah. Even before the fire brigade came, Joe, I knew by her eyes she was gone.
And she was in your arms at that stage and you must have been...
And as I said, they tried so hard. They tried so hard, you couldn't take it away from them. They were absolutely fantastic.
Did Emma herself try and go into the chemist?
Emma was standing outside. She was against the wall, Joe. She couldn't breathe.
She was so distressed, yeah.
You know, but...
And were you screaming? I sometimes think it's such a busy street, O'Connell Street. Were you shouting, has anyone got an EpiPen? Has anyone, you might, just on the off chance, I don't know, somebody...
No. You know, Joe, it all happened so fast.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that we even thought of going into the chemist was, you know, because it just, as I said, it was just in a matter from the time we got there, 20 minutes, you know, and when panic sets in, you're not thinking straight.
Yeah. It was...
Everything went against us. Sorry.
It did in such a catastrophic way. It's the Wednesday before Christmas. The weather was atrocious, wasn't it? January, remember that week?
Yeah, well,
you won't remember that week.
The storms in Ireland started on the 18th of December. That ripped the country apart. I mean, mad to say, the storms that ripped their lives apart started on the 18th of December.
And Emma was buried just before Christmas, wasn't she?
We had her cremated.
Yeah.
We have our home, it was now.
But since then, because it did get a lot of publicity in the newspapers, because it was so awful, the circumstances and everything that befell you that day and Emma's death at 14 years of age, Has anyone contacted you to say this has happened to us, or we want to campaign about EpiPens, or have you had much contact? I know it's hard to track people down.
We have a lot from parents, Joe, from parents with children. No association has contacted us. I contacted Anaphylaxis Ireland last week when I was thinking of setting up this campaign, and they said they don't get involved in campaigns.
A lot of these organisations are just voluntary. That's part of the problem. But your campaign is that EpiPen should be much more widely available.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That people who suffer from these allergies should be given a band or a bracelet or a necklace where they can immediately show it to. Because you can understand the chemist getting into a panic as well. But that they can immediately...
He wasn't in a panic, Joe.
Okay. But that you can immediately show it to a pharmacist.
Yeah.
And say, please, we need... Okay. Because I just wonder, are EpiPens in the wrong hands? Are they useful for anything else? I wonder, is there a drug in them that's a, that's only available on prescription?
No.
It is just so awful. It is just so awful. And at 14, I presume she'd been in school and... doing
she was, Joe. She was set to do a junior cert this year. She had a whole life ahead of her.
Yeah. And Caroline, how you mentioned your mother to me earlier on. How's the extended family in all of this?
Devastated, Joe. You know, she was the life and soul of our house. I live up the road from my ma now, but we lived with my mother and my sister here for 13 out of 14 years.
Yeah.
So it's like... my sister was like a mother to her. My own mother was like a mother to her. It's like three mothers are grieving for a child. And then our sisters, Mia is 2 and Amy is 20. And they stood and watched her die on that street corner, Joe. And there was nothing any of us could do.
And it's no dilution of your unbearable pain, Caroline, but I think by speaking out like this and encouraging people to carry EpiPens, trying to encourage others to make them more available...
Joe, I've sat for 4 months waiting for someone to do something for Emma, and no one is doing anything. So I have to do it for her.
Okay.
This can never happen again, Joe, to another family. It just can't.
Well, let's hope, Caroline, that Emma's EpiPen campaign, as you're calling it, because it's in her memory and her name, and hopefully, it will save the lives of others, but that, unfortunately, does not dilute your pain and your grief. It is so overwhelming.
No, so it would go some way towards knowing that it won't happen to anybody else, you know?
Okay.
Like, if anyone wants to sign the petition, it's online, it's on Facebook, it's on Emma's Voice, it's called... And over the next few weeks, I've great support in Drimna, in the community, the neighbours, the friends, everyone. I could never mention everyone. And we're going to go out now in the next few weeks looking for signatures. We're going to be going around shopping centres and schools and everywhere, anywhere. So if anyone would like a sheet sent to them or anyone would like to sign it, that's how they can do it.
And we'll put all the details up on our website as well.
Great. That's great, Joe.
Okay. Caroline, deepest sympathy again. It's an awful tragedy to befall any family. In the circumstances that it befell you, it is just almost unbelievable at the time of the year, but also at the time of young Emma's life. Please accept our sympathy, Caroline, and we will try through your voice to raise the whole issue of the availability of EpiPen. That bracelet idea, I think, is an incredible idea. The availability of it is a fantastic idea. You've brought that home to people so vividly. Caroline, mind yourself.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much for your time.
And you and your mother there, and Amy and Mia as well.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
And God rest Emma. She was a great, great teenager. But
she was a great old kid, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mind yourself, Caroline.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.